This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live here, you can dial in and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. If you want to join us, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Vincent.
And me, Mike.
Mike Laurie back on the show after,
hey.
About
6 months, yeah.
6, 7, 8 months, something like that.
Yeah.
You were previously regularly hosting Free Talk Live, and then you kind of went on this global tour of cryptocurrency conferences and business things that you do.
Living the dream.
So you're back in New Hampshire, though, now.
Yeah.
For the wintertime.
Yep.
Most people don't come back to New Hampshire in the winter.
Give me a month or so. I may take another trip, but yeah, I've been here for about 3 or 4 months.
Well, welcome back. And, of course, we've got our regular co-host, Mark Edge, is down in Acapulco. He just got there today. One of our other Friday guys, Chris Wade, is actually over in Europe, so a lot of people are traveling at the moment. And apparently Mark just arrived in Acapulco to discover that two of the organizers of a competing event to Anarchapulco apparently have been murdered by some lunatic expat who I don't know all the details at this point, but it's not... Does not sound good for the...
McAfee strikes again.
I was researching this quickly as soon as we heard about it, and Lily Forrester posted a video on Facebook asking for help. She said her husband, John, had been shot. And then immediately after that, Jason Hanza, who was another organizer, came on the video. He said he had been shot 3 times.
Oh, my.
So he hasn't died... That we know of.
Oh, so only one killed?
One killed as far as we know, and one seriously wounded.
Jeez.
So, waiting to hear more on the situation. And his finger is pointing to one guy who's been posting hostile stuff towards them.
Wow.
But he's claiming that he hadn't even arrived in Acapulco yet, so he wasn't anywhere around.
Oh, so he's got an alibi.
So, okay. Trying to alibi... So I'm not going to mention his name, presumption of innocence and all that.
Wow.
But, you know, we'll see what comes out as things progress here.
Yeah. Mark called me and told me, like, you know, oh, it's Acapulco. I'm like, well, this doesn't sound like it has anything to do with Acapulco. Because, you know, a lot of people want you to believe Acapulco is, like, a really dangerous place or whatever. And, like, every city on the planet has its dangers, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be bad people all around the planet, and certainly there's a drug trade in Mexico.
And Acapulco does have a record of some significant mass murders that are drug cartel related.
Yeah. But it's usually drug cartel related, not that they're going and just, you know, kidnapping random people on the street. They're usually targeting people that are also family members of or directly involved with the drug trade, as I understand it.
That, and there's a, in Mexico in general, there's a significant problem with kidnapping for ransom that's usually centered mostly around Mexico City, but I would not be surprised if there had been something around people with a lot of cryptocurrency on hand being kidnapped for ransom.
I haven't heard that story, but, you know, it could happen.
Yeah.
Right? There was a story out of, I don't know if it was Norway or somewhere up there. I feel like it was somewhere in that region of the world that some wife was kidnapped of somebody who was like a crypto guy, somebody who had a lot of cryptocurrency. Like there was a headline within the last few months about that actually happening. And I don't know how that story ended up turning out. I don't know if he paid the ransom and got his wife back or...
Who knows? Or and depending on what crypto was demanded, I mean, if it was Bitcoin, that could be a lot easier to track than if they had demanded payment in Monero or something.
I feel like it might have been Monero, but then again, you know, I did not follow the story closely. Because there's all kinds of bad news out there that you can report on. And by the way, Anarchapulco's coming up February 14th through the 17th. It's been a very safe event for previous years. And again, I wouldn't blame Acapulco for what happened here. It's not fair to blame a landmass and the good people of Acapulco. For the most part, they're very good people living there in Acapulco. It's been a great time being there at Anarchapulco for the last couple of years. And we're going back. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from the event. It's another city. In fact, this one's a particularly pretty one. There's, you know, beautiful ocean front views, and the convention itself will be happening on the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Looks like Ron Paul going to be speaking there, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and dozens of other speakers discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments to politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. For, again, four-day event coming up February 14th through the 17th. As I understand it, it's not too late to get tickets to this thing, and there were some who were saying this may have been a sellout. I was expecting it to be a sellout. It's still, I guess, if there's tickets available, they may not be sold out yet, but they could be very, very close. In fact, they were within 500 tickets of selling out of their maximum of 3,000 as of just a month ago, if I recall correctly. So get over to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You can get registered, and you can receive a discount for being a Free Talk Live listener. We will look forward to seeing you in Acapulco coming up here in just a couple of weeks. As I said, Mark just arrived there today. So he is chickening out on spending winter in New Hampshire and has gone down there for literally the entire month of February.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're not, I'm not sure what house they're renting. I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of those fancy houses or whatever, because you get these things for very, very cheap.
Yeah.
Like you can go and rent John Wayne's house on the side of like a cliff or whatever in Acapulco for a couple thousand dollars a month, basically.
Nice.
And, it's just like primo oceanfront, real estate for very, very affordable. So, you can join us here. The toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I know, Vincent, you had an update on Venezuela that you wanted to share here tonight. Something about the military. I have not been paying attention to Venezuela news today, so I'm not sure what's been going on. I had something the other day about the... Apparently, the Supreme Court had ordered that the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, that he be... kept from leaving the country. So this is, you know, one of the things that happens.
And his bank accounts have also been frozen.
Really?
Yeah. With gold, he can't withdraw. I think it was the Bank of England is not letting him allow.
Well, no. That's Maduro.
Oh, sorry, it's Maduro.
Yeah, Maduro. Yeah. Apparently, Maduro has loaded 10 tons of gold onto an airliner that's sitting at the airport in Caracas.
What?
Yeah.
What's he going to do with it?
What else do you do with an airliner but fly it out of the country?
Yeah, I know, but I wonder what his intentions are with the gold, because he was trying to get the gold withdrawn from the UK,
yeah,
and they said, no, we're not going to give you your $1.2 billion or whatever it was. It was a lot of money's worth of gold. They just locked it down.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the Venezuelan government has locked down Guaido's bank accounts.
Right.
Which isn't a surprise. EAP reporting... that the Supreme Court has barred opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country as of Tuesday this week, a move certain to heighten tensions as the man challenging Nicolas Maduro's claim to the presidency is pressing forward with establishing a transitional government and the U.S. warning of, quote, serious consequences if he's harmed. The government-stacked high court, who, by the way, is also on the side of Maduro, the court has said that they think Maduro is the new president. The National Assembly, which is opposition-led, has said that Guaido is the new president. And so you've got two different sides within the government, essentially a schism also within the people on who the actual president of this country is.
Apparently there's a measure in the Venezuelan Constitution that allows for the head of the parliament to essentially depose the president if there's some constitutional crisis of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and assume the presidency. So that's the authority that Guaido is using to claim that he's now the president.
The Supreme Court saying, uh-uh.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So we'll find out what the latest is. Vincent, you've got that story on the way. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number, if you use 855 450 free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. And you know what? It would help if I actually turned our webcam streams on, wouldn't it? Yes, that would help. So we're doing that now. A little late to the game, but you know what? Better late than never.
That sounds like the sort of excuse a cop would say about his body cam.
Thankfully, no one has been, you know, doing anything that would not be wanting to be shown on our cameras here in the studio. Although we don't know what Vincent is drinking out of that cup over there.
Oh, it's a dessert. It's a milkshake.
Right. Yes, clearly. So you can join us here again. Toll free number is 855-450 free. Ian, Vincent, and Mike in the studio tonight. We're talking about some of the latest news from Venezuela, a situation that has been developing over the last couple of weeks. We talked about it quite a bit last week. Not as much, I don't think, this week, where protests were, you know, hitting the streets over this conflict between two sides that are, by the way, both socialists that want to be in control of the Venezuelan government. You've got the known bad guy, Nicolas Maduro, who has been presiding over the country's fall down the toilet of socialism, spiraling down as the currency is inflated to ridiculous levels. Hyperinflation is pretty insane over there. We had a guy call from Venezuela, or he lives in Venezuela, but he was calling from Miami. There was the Miami Bitcoin conference recently, and Mark met him there, said, oh, you got to call into Free Talk Live. And he says, when you go into a bar in Venezuela and you order the first drink, the price has gone up by the time you order your second drink. So, you know, you're better off ordering all your drinks at, you know, when you get there, paying for them right then, rather than waiting until, you know, you finished a few rounds.
Well, you could say the same thing about the dropping price of Bitcoin as well.
Has it been dropping today?
It seems to be going down week to week here
generally.
Let's be careful with our words. It's not been dropping. It's not had been dropping. It's been dropping continuously ever since 20,000.
Yeah, and that was just over a year ago, basically. It was last 2017, December 2017.
Which has it on course for being at the bottom of its usual two-year cycle that between peaks. So
you think it's due for a comeback at some point soon?
I think it's going to be heading towards a comeback, you know, later this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you're right. I mean, obviously, we all want to see Bitcoin succeed and not stumble. And it's still higher than it was, you know, as of August of 2017.
Right.
I mean, most of the history of Bitcoin, it's still at a very high price. So we can talk more about Bitcoin, too. I got Bitcoin-related news. We got all kinds of stuff that we can cover here tonight. But starting with Venezuela, because, like I said, we've been following the stories out of Venezuela off and on over the last probably decade. Here on Free Talk Live, and it's gotten particularly bad in the last several years. And now you've got the president of Venezuela the self-proclaimed at this point president of Venezuela, who has the Supreme Court backing him, Maduro, that is conflicting with this other guy, Juan Guaido, who is saying he's the president of Venezuela. Well, now Maduro's Supreme Court has banned Guaido from leaving the country. They've also opened a criminal investigation into his so-called anti-government activities. Now, let's be clear. Guaido is not anti-government. He's very much for the government, just not the current government.
He's just saying they're doing socialism wrong.
Basically. Which is what all the socialists say. Every time socialism fails, there's always socialists who are like, well, they just did it wrong. You got to do it my way.
One more execution away from utopia.
There one more nationalization. We just need to nationalize that other country or company over there. And they've nationalized a lot of them in Venezuela and run them straight into the ground. So that's part of where their problems come from, is that the government took over what were productive industries.
Yeah, they nationalized the oil industry. And
that was a long time ago.
And at that point, they were producing 3 million barrels a day of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And today, they're producing just over 1 million.
Wow.
And with, you know, at the time they were, you know, the oil, price of oil was in the 80s to 90s dollars per barrel. Now it's around, you know, bouncing between $45 and $55 a barrel. And so Venezuela's been losing its shirt, not just by the dropping price of oil, but also the fact that they can't seem to produce enough oil to export.
William Saab, or Tarek William Saab, the chief prosecutor there at the government's court, they have approved his request that all of Guaido's financial assets also be frozen. So he can't leave the country. His financial assets have been frozen, and he's under criminal investigation. This doesn't sound like it's going to lead to many good things for Juan Guaido, but he must have known this in advance, right? Like, when he was chosen by the opposition party, and I forget what their name was. I know you looked it up at one time.
He's a social democrat.
Basically, yeah.
He's a Bernie bro.
When he was chosen by them to be their presidential pick.
Well, either chosen by them or selected by the U.S. State Department or CIA. I mean, there's been some,
some
meddling around there. I have another article about that, how the diplomat who's been appointed for the special envoy to Venezuela was convicted over the Iran-Contra affair.
Oh, okay. Now, this is the diplomat too from the U.S.?
Yeah, I just have it here. I'll just read the little blurb from the London Guardian. Elliot Abrams, who is linked to a failed coup against Chavez, to join Pompeo to urge Security Council to recognize Guaido as head. And this was published on Saturday the 26th. So, I mean, and just how fast it took for Trump to back Guaido and everything. I mean, for me, at least, it seems fishy. It just seems. And then you had, I don't know if anyone's seen that John Bolton, who's the National Security Advisor, someone took a picture of his notepad at a conference, and on the notepad it said 5,000 troops to Colombia.
Ooh, yeah, that was an interest. They've quickly backpedaled and said that hasn't even been considered, and we don't know whether Bolton just wrote that on the pad and was showing the pad just to as a troll,
just to troll people,
or as like a psych warfare thing to get people used to the idea first, and then they'll sort of like test for it's like,
yeah,
it's like
test the waters,
test the waters.
Yeah. So it's interesting though. I mean, Guaido, whether he's CIA backed or whatever the story is, I would say there's a good chance that the CIA.
There's a number of different exile groups all over the Caribbean. I've been in touch with some who are libertarian oriented, who are in Panama, who are trying to get some sort of a uprising going on one of the islands offshore of Venezuela.
Really?
And but they found that it's been extremely difficult for the opposition to get organized because the Maduro government always sends infiltrators in posing as members. They find out who's running
it,
and then they rat them all out and
they break up the group.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that does sound familiar. This is pretty standard political infiltration tactics. Now, of course, you never really know whether the infiltrator is somebody who had honest intentions, or, you know, I guess an infiltrator doesn't have honest intentions, but what I mean is the person who's a suspected infiltrator.
They started out honest, and then they got picked up, or family got threatened, they got
bribed. That can happen, too.
Or they're just like O'Brien in 1984, they're just always, you know, that's their whole job is to be a honeypot.
And you know that Guaido, whatever his story is, he's definitely brave to be at the front of this, because he must know he's going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Like, well, you could be brave
if
you
have... He knows he's going to get targeted.
Yeah. If you have the U.S. military behind you.
Well, he doesn't, though. Not right now. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is insisting that a massive border wall be built. We have another wall that's under construction, and we're giving out a lot of contracts. So we're building the wall. It's getting built one way or the other.
Talking at the White House today, President Trump again called on Congress to give him billions of dollars to finish that wall. The president calls out Democrats once again over border funding.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, and I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself.
Longtime Trump ally Roger Stone heads back to court today in Washington, D.C. for a status hearing. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's page in his 1984 medical yearbook contains a photo of a person in blackface and another wearing a KKK hood next to different pictures of the governor. In a statement, the governor said he was sorry for appearing in the photo and apologized to Virginians. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mike.
We've been talking about Venezuela, the latest from down there. In fact, you've probably got a more recent story than I do, Vincent. I've got the one about Juan Guaido, the opposition leader, being targeted by, as expected, we kind of knew this was likely to happen. He must have known that it was highly likely that he would be targeted by Nicolas Maduro, the self-proclaimed second-term president. Guaido saying he's the president. So Maduro, of course, has now had his Supreme Court lock down Guaido's ability to travel. Because apparently, I guess, a court can say, you got to stay here. And you know, these men with robes all around the world have special powers that just allow them to tell people what to do. So they're telling Guaido he's got to stay put, and further, they're locking down his bank accounts. Now, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. So head on over to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here talking about Juan Guaido, the opposition leader, who, by the way, is also a socialist, So if he gets, if he ends up taking control over the presidency and the country, how much will it really change? Well, I don't know. I mean, how is he one of those socialists who really doesn't believe in nationalizing industries? Because that's one of the biggest problems in Venezuela. Because there are certainly socialist countries where they still allow people to have independent, at least somewhat independent ownership of companies. Now, that's not technically socialism, but, you know, you look at Norway, Sweden, countries like that, they're touted as socialists, but I don't know if they're quite...
They're more along the lines of social welfare states.
Okay.
Because they're... You can set all kinds of goalposts, but, you know, a socialist state would nationalize most industries to varying degrees. The Scandinavian countries typically are still majority private sector industry. So
And they tried to do some socialism there, as I understand it, and they kind of backed off.
They backed off quite a bit, and you know, they still, you know, they heavily tax the private industry and people's incomes to fund the social welfare state. It drastically limits people's disposable income because of the level of taxation can be rather high,
right?
Well over 90% for the upper brackets,
which is crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, when I lived in Seattle, I had a friend who would, was kind of the Donald Trump of Sweden, Hans Thulin, and he had fled Sweden when the Swedish IRS gave him a tax bill that constituted 115% of his assets.
What?
So, they can be pretty punitive over there.
But yet, if you don't see nationalized industry, the country still can be relatively productive. I mean, even with all that progressive taxation,
right,
as oppressive as that is, they're still way better off in those countries than Venezuela,
right,
where they actually have nationalized hundreds and hundreds of businesses.
And when you have nationalized industries like that, you don't have any sort of competitive pressures to weed out deadwood. You know, and this is where you wind up getting so much losses from corruption and that sort of thing, which is, you know, really the big thing that's killing Venezuela. For instance, Chavez's daughter was notorious for looting. She, you know, became a billionaire from all the looting that she did in the
looting the industries, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, it reminds me of what Imelda DeMarcos, the wife of a Philippine dictator. She had like thousands of pairs of shoes.
That was interesting because people accused them of looting the country, but the Philippines didn't have any money at all. And the Marcos's money actually came from Marcos had found a good chunk of Yamashita's gold from that had been cashed.
So from Japan?
Well, there wasn't Japanese gold. It was gold that the Japanese forces had collected from British banks and American banks from around Southeast Asia. And they had been planning
spoils
on
of war.
Well, the spoils of war, and they had been building a reserve bank. They had been planning on releasing a currency backed by these reserves for what they called the Southeast Asian co-prosperity sphere. And but you know, it was classic centralized banking imperialism that was going on in that case. And so at the end of World War II, Marcos, who was one of the top resistance fighters in the Philippines, had discovered where Yamashita had stashed the gold when they were pulling out of the Philippines, and that was the basis of his personal wealth.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about Venezuela on the way. We got Ron on the line in New York listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi. I've been looking at all the Democrats that are getting into the 2020 race, and I gotta say, most of them, well, I gotta say, as much as I disagree with Tulsi Gabbard, and as much as I wouldn't support her because of her fiscal policies, she's probably the only one in the field who at least has some semblance about, or has some, how do I say this, has some intelligence about, you know, foreign policy and foreign intervention.
I couldn't make out what you said.
He's talking about Tulsi Gabbard.
T-
Tulsi Gabbard.
She's a congresswoman from
Hawaii.
She's a military veteran.
Oh, God, she's probably awful. Hawaii's terrible.
She's a Democrat. She's actually, she's met with Trump. She was a Bernie bro during mm-hmm. the 2016 election.
Is he running again?
Probably not.
Probably. They said he's been visiting South Carolina, so that increases the likelihood that he's probably going to mm-hmm. announce at some point soon that he's going to run again.
Gotcha. But there's a lot of millennial support falling in behind Tulsi Gabbard. She's, because of her military experience, because of her, she was a legislator in Hawaii, and she, has worked her way up both in the military and as a legislator. She, she started out enlisting as a regular enlisted soldier, and then worked her way up, and now she's a major in the at Hawaii National Guard. So she's a, one of these kind of work her way up from the bottom type individuals rather than entitled.
And from what I've heard, I think she might also be able to get a lot of, I'd say, Democrat moderates behind her because, like, she's perceived not as being as, like, as radical as, say, like, AOC or Kamala Harris or, let's see here, like, someone, I forget, it was someone from Michigan, I think, was calling for, like, 90%, something like 90% tax bracket also up there. So, like, sort of,
She does support Medicare for all, though, unfortunately.
Well, she's a leftist.
Unfortunately. Fortunately, so give people another reason not to vote for her.
But she is, in a lot of policy areas, she is pulling a pretty moderate position on things.
Yeah.
And she's also anti-interventionist.
That's my thing. Like, I would never support her, but I got to say, I'm listening to all these different Democrats. And she's the only one who at least, she's probably the smartest one out of all of them. I wouldn't support her.
Which means she probably won't have any chance whatsoever.
I would say she's the least moon-batty Democrat out there. So,
yeah. Well, there you go, Ron. There's Ron's election update for you. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. Now, it's still pretty early for the 2020 election, but you're going to be hearing a lot more about it in the news as things heat up here this year. Because
the cloud car is filling.
We're probably only a year away at this point, probably less than a year away from the New Hampshire primary, so... Yeah, I like that. The clown car is filling up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/2/19. See associate for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec, it's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We got updates that we're doing for you on Venezuela, what has been going on down there this week, at least the stories that we hear, because we don't actually know anything about it. We're in New Hampshire, so we have to trust what other people are saying about it. Luckily, there are a lot of different sources that are covering this, of people there.
I'll speak to that. It's difficult. Yesterday, I was doing research on it because I was interested, and I typed it in just to Google, you know, regular browser, and mm-hmm. a lot of it is, it's just, there's a pro-Guaido bias, I'd sure. say, from most of the MSM. Like, I had to go to a, you know, one of these radical independent outlets just to find anything even remotely unbiased, like just telling the facts. All the other ones are just like praising Guaido, you know, he's the good guy, he's there for Rebel Alliance versus the evil empire.
Well, I mean, he may be better than Maduro. It's hard to imagine somebody worse than Maduro, but there are people worse than Maduro out there, so I don't know.
We'll have to see. I mean, you know, the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
I'm sure plenty of people said the Tsar was terrible, and this guy, Vladimir Lenin, he's going to bring some real change. He's going to help a lot of people here in Russia.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a crazy situation, and we're going to continue with it coming up here in moments. Let's see. First, though, we go to the phones to the fun. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Calling early tonight, Sarah. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, the replay is an hour later here. Usually it starts at 7, but it starts at 8, so mm-hmm. I wanted to get on early. Okay. So what I wanted to bring up is that did you know that, you know, those regular routine traffic stops or the speeding ticket roundups?
Okay, sure.
They actually help.
They what?
Yeah.
They help what?
They actually help prevent future burglaries and robberies.
How does a speeding ticket roundup prevent burglary? And when you say roundup, what do you mean? Do you mean them running like a speeding ticket operation where they've got a guy with a radar gun on the side of the road and then a bunch of cop cars down a nearby road and then they like keep picking off people that are speeding? Is that what you're talking about? What do you mean by a speeding ticket roundup?
Well, you know what? There was a town, state of Texas is really big on this, a traffic violation stop. they get you for running red lights, they get mm-hmm. you for speeding tickets, and then once they got you, they run you for warrant, you know.
I see what you're saying.
Right, and then they get you for revoked license, suspended license, unpaid tickets. They jack you up for everything, and so they get the criminal.
That's the right words, jack you up.
Yeah,
yeah, they do. And so what you're saying is when they're giving people routine speeding tickets and such, they're running their ID, they're checking for warrants, and so therefore if there's somebody who's wanted for a thing, maybe an actual crime, they might actually arrest that person. That's what you're saying here.
Yeah, on their way to rob a house, burglarize a house, on their way.
Well, you don't know.
Well,
you don't know what they were going to do.
Be on the way to rob a house, but if someone has outstanding warrants, odds are that they may be committing another crime sometime in the near future.
That's possible.
So if they get arrested for that outstanding warrant and put in jail, then they're not going to be in a place where they could commit those crimes they otherwise would have.
That's true. Although most of them are probably not telling the officers when they're pulled over, oh, where are you, officers, where are you going today, sir? I was just going to go rob a house. We're going to do a break and enter. I mean, they're probably not finding professional thieves' tools in the back trunks of most of these cars. But all that said, Sarah, what you're talking about here isn't uncommon. It's not something that's, you know, I mean, it happens everywhere. Whenever the cops pull somebody over, they always run your license. They always do a warrant check on every single person that they pull over. So that's
But what I think she's talking about is having, you know, multiple cops in one location and really, you know, going, stopping people for, you know, you see a dent, you see a cracked window, mm-hmm. you see, you know, pulling everybody that they possibly can over for any excuse and then running their license.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, of course, the only way to avoid that would be to not drive around, because once you are behind the wheel of a car, the cops can identify you. You know, you have to legally have to have some form of driver's license on you, and you have to show it to the officer when you get pulled over. So if you want to, you know, if you are a peaceful person and you might have a warrant out for your arrest, because there's a lot of people who've got BS warrants that have been placed upon them, you might not want to be behind the wheel of a car. If you are a passenger in a car, and this isn't legal advice, it's just my understanding as, you know, somebody who studies these things. If you're a passenger in a car, you are not under any obligation to identify yourself to the police. They can ask you.
Sure they can.
You don't have to answer. You don't have to say anything, although it isn't a bad idea to express that you will be remaining silent.
Although it kind of depends where in the country you are, because if you're within 100 miles of the border
mm-hmm.
and they have a state cop or a border patrol guy located, they can check anybody in the car.
What?
That's
no.
What? Yeah, what's the? If you're within 100 miles of the border, they can check anybody.
You're gonna have to find me the citation on that one, Mike, because that's the first I've heard of that claim. That it would be shocking to me, because I can tell you we were within 100 miles of the border, and what we, meaning not either of you and me, but me and a group of other activists, Rich Paul included, last summer they had a checkpoint, an actual Border Patrol roving checkpoint located in Woodstock, New Hampshire, and they didn't try to check anything. They actually waved us through the checkpoint.
I'm sure they profiled you guys.
After they saw the cameras hanging out
the
windows.
You don't look like very Mexican to them.
So, I mean, they can ask you what your citizenship is. You know, are you a U.S. citizen was the question that they asked, and I did not answer their question. And then the officer was ordered by his superior to let us go. And that's all on video. If you want to find it, just go to the Free Keen YouTube channel and search for Border Checkpoint or Border Patrol, and that'll come up. So when you get, you don't have to get it right now, Mike, but, you know, when you, I'm very curious to know what the, where you heard that one.
Federal law says that without a warrant, CBP can board vehicles and vessels and search for people without immigration documentation within a reasonable distance from any external boundary to the United States.
But you don't have to identify.
I mean, they can look around. So we recently covered a story where Greyhound, it was actually last month, Greyhound was making headlines for buying advertising, not just buying advertising, but putting up big, like, poster size, know your rights information in their Greyhound bus stops and giving information to their riders on how to handle police encounters
right.
on Greyhound buses. Because for literally for decades, Customs and Border Patrol have been boarding Greyhound buses, and they've been harassing people. And they can ask you, because again, they're just like another human being can ask you, what time is it? Or what do you think of the weather? Or whatever. A cop can ask you a question. But you are, as I understand it, under no obligation, if you are a passenger on a bus, or a passenger in a car, or a truck, or wherever, to show any ID to these people. So just because they can search for people who, you know, aren't legally supposed to be there, doesn't mean that they get to force you to identify yourself to them. Unless you're the person behind the wheel of the car.
But how do they know whether you're illegal if you haven't been identified?
Well, they wouldn't know. And that's the point. So, like the Pot Brothers at Law, I don't know if you've seen this YouTube channel.
That's hilarious.
Have you seen these guys?
Yeah, they're great.
There's a couple guys doing, I don't know what the channel's called, but it's Pot Brothers at Law. If you search for that, you'll find they get these one-minute tips of the day. And they have Shut the F Up Fridays, where they just have hilarious videos. We cannot possibly play it for you on the air, as you might have already guessed why, because they say shut the F up multiple times in the video to remind you of how important staying quiet is when it comes to police interactions. Like, if you don't want to have handcuffs put on you, shut the F up. Now, they did advise in one of their videos, and these guys are lawyers, so they can give legal advice, but they did advise that you might want to express to the police that you are using your right to remain silent. There was a pesky Supreme Court decision within the last few years that basically said that you have to verbalize your right to remain silent, which seems very counterintuitive to me. Like, if you have a right to remain silent, shouldn't just remaining silent express that right? Express that you're utilizing that right?
According to the court, no. Said you have exercise your right to remain silent, haven't you stopped being silent?
So, well, correct. I guess the idea is you're letting them know you're exercising your right to remain silent beginning at that point. So, the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, and will Juan Guaido down in Venezuela be remaining silent if he is arrested by the state police? Because that seems to be a potential next step after they've locked down his bank accounts, have investigated, initiated a criminal investigation against him, and told him he can't leave the country. We got more on the way. You can bring up what you want here. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.